I have two baby at home, you know. I have twins at home, you know. Two of them, newborns. You can't hear them singing with the music, man. But they upstairs are sing, man. They were upstairs singing. Yeah, man. So I have two of them. Two of them on ya, yeah? So yo, shout out everybody who's keeping me lush with wipes and Pampers. I appreciate all of you guys. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. So yo, please, man, you know, find your way over to vibetribe.ca if you want to get into the conversation, if you want to be able to, you know what I mean? You know, vibe with the tribe. I always say, man, there is no vibe without the tribe, man. That's my family. What we're talking about when I deal with the team thing, man. I deal with family things, you know what I mean? Shout out Space 514 in the building, one of Montreal's finest. Shout out EZLD in the building, one of Montreal's finest. Shout out Audio Phil in the building, one of Montreal's finest. Yeah, man, and everybody else that is out here working and lurking with me, man. I appreciate all of you guys, man, tuning in from around the world. Shout out all my, my moderators come like producers on a Tuesday. They come like they're producing the show on a Tuesday. So shout out all my mods in the building, man. My queen, Mod Bionic Pixie. Shout out Vanessa. Shout out Michi Boo. You know what I mean? They let me know if I'm not on air, if things ain't working. You know what I mean? All of that other good stuff, man. So, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Talking about making sure that, you know, things are working and things ain't working or whatever the case is. There's a lot of people out there that's working in the city of Montreal that, you know what I mean, entrust their entrepreneurial endeavors to us. So, you know, I want to make sure that we get to them, man. I want to make sure that we get to all of these people and let you know what is happening in the city of Montreal on this lovely, lovely Tuesday, November 9th. It is 1 p.m. in the city on the island of Montreal, man. We got to pay some bills and make sure that you guys know wagwan in this lovely province of mine. Yes, it!
C-C-C-K-U-T's a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member Jah. That's all I need when I am. C-K-U-T's a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member Jah. That's all I need when I am. 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Culture Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
This is Michael Franti here from Spearhead and listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Do not be alarmed by the sirens in the background. It's just the sound of the emergency that is being broadcasted live musically.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydy. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product.
especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM is the only one preaching the building, man, coming to you live and direct from the nation's favorite station right here in the city of Montreal on this lovely Tuesday, November 9th. Yes, man, I hope everybody is doing well out there across the island. I appreciate you guys, man, running a little extended session right now. You know what I'm saying? Just holding up vibes with my tribe. I've been on since early this morning. You know what I'm saying? I've been on since early this morning, man. You know, twitching. Being a part of this online, this live stream, this digital revolution. I know. My comrades in arms over here at CKUT get a little, you know, they get a little miffed when I do the Twitch presenting, right? But you know, I mean, yo, what we say? Yeah, I've embraced the future. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, yo, Twitch isn't the only place where you live stream. There's so many platforms where people are live streaming. There's so many people where people are jumping into this metaverse, man. Like my lady Pixie said, man. Yo, we ain't, you know, there ain't no rollout for the metaverse. We already in the metaverse. You know what I'm saying? She's like, we already here. You see me? They're already out there updating everything. They're already updating WhatsApp. They're already updating Facebook. They're updating everything, you know? And it's not just young folks. It's not just the young whippersnappers that are out here getting their Twitch on and all of that other good stuff, man. Yo, I shout out the one and only. You hear me playing him in the background. Shout out the dog father himself, man. The one and only Snoop Dogg. Snoop D-O-double-G. Yo, I seen the craziest thing this weekend, right? There's these memes going around. You know, Snoop is getting. I don't know. You could get Snoop bombed now, I guess. You know, you could get Snoop bombed now. You know, and there's this meme going around, or these videos, these clips, these gifs going around of gifs. I don't know what you guys, how you want to pronounce it, but there's these gifs going around of Snoop. When he made his Twitch debut as a gamer, right? Uncle Snoop jumped on Twitch about 3 months ago, a couple months ago. And, you know, he got a love for football. So Uncle Snoop came out and, you know, he decided to, you know, put down a couple rounds, you know, playing as his favorite team, the 49ers. You feel me? And, you know, he came out, he tried to do his thing, and, you know, first time streaming. I guess he's an avid video game. I guess he's an avid gamer. But, you know, on this debut, like, there's nothing. That's what's so beautiful about the world of live streaming, right? There's no editing. You know, you could post, you could do post editing, you could download your stuff, and then you could cut it up. You could make it look pretty when you decide to go post it on other channels. But there ain't no editing when you're live, right? This is all happening right here, right now. If the baby ran downstairs, you know what I mean? All butt naked and everything. I can't do anything to stop it. You know what I mean? That's what's going on. That's where we at right now. You know, we're in a live atmosphere. You feel me? But Uncle Snoop jumped on, and, you know, with all the excitement and being like everybody came on to watch Snoop, they didn't realize they were gonna come on and watch Snoop get beat by the computer in a video game, 20-0, and Snoop did not take that loss too well. I mean, Snoop did not. Take that lot, yo. Do yourselves a favor if you want a giggle in your day. Just YouTube or Google Snoop Dogg on Twitch. I watch the clips from Snoop playing on Twitch. They gonna, everybody's rotating one, you know, one specific clip. You know, one specific clip where he was just, I was like, yo, Big Bro is not happy right now. He is not, Big Bro was not having it. So he decided to like, just like, he figured he was gonna cut out. Like, he literally, like, he cursed the game out and he decided to cut out early off the, you know, off of the stream. Not realizing that he left his camera on and literally left his stream going for a couple days or a couple hours. I don't know, whatever. But his stream was going on for, oh no, he was muted for a couple of days. He was using his microphone on mute for a couple of days. That was another instance. That was a whole different incident. But, you know, he left his camera on for a couple of hours, came back in, and everybody comes back in. Like, at least he walked into the studio looking fresh, man. Like, I guess he was getting ready to be, he was going somewhere to be Snoop Dogg. Calvin was going somewhere to be Snoop Dogg, you know? But literally, he walks in and like, he looks at the camera and he's like, am I still streaming? You know what I mean? Like, am I still live? Like, you know, Uncle Snoop, man. Uncle Snoop. Yo, somebody get your boy. Somebody get your boy Geek Squad or something, you know what I mean? Somebody hook him up. We can't have Uncle Snoop out here looking the waves. We can't have people, you know? And what's crazy is that you would think, I don't know if he set up his studio to like, for green screen, like, cause his whole room is green. Like, he painted the entire, all the walls, the ceiling, everything is green. I figured when I went to watch the stream, I was gonna see some crazy, you know, green screen, some crazy graphics going on. But he just sat there in a green room, like in a very, very lime green Kermit-like room. Like, I was like, interesting. I mean, if this is, I guess it was his choice. I don't know, because it's in his crib. It's in his house. I knows that for sure. Maybe, I guess, you know what? Thinking. Preach thing. That's where he films his music videos. He just goes downstairs, but he didn't know. He don't know. Uncle Snoop don't know about Chroma Key yet. Uncle Snoop don't know that you could just hit a button on, like, in your Twitch, like, you know, whatever your broadcast software is, whatever you are broadcasting to the world, and then put a graphic behind, and then boom, like, the whole... We gonna teach Uncle Snoop. We gonna get Uncle Snoop up on game, man. We gonna get Uncle Snoop up on game. It's 111, man. It's 111. Let's make a wish, y'all. Let's make a wish. I hope you're drinking. I know it's early. I know it's early, but you know what I'm saying? Never early. Never too early for some libation. Never too early for some vibration. Never too early to bring some energy to the nation.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But for what?
We don't love them now.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second now. Bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoors, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money
now
on my mind.
I got me some sequins gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got to cultivate the music that be captivating me. Who listen to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mack into this trick named Sadie. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees, when I tell that trick, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, say you know I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money.
Later on that day, My homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tangeray and a fat ass Jake, or some bubonic ET that made me choke. This ain't no joke, I had to back up off a bit and set my cup down. Tangeray and ETF toe down now, but it ain't no stopping, cause I'm still popping. And Dre got some tricks from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I get through I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love him, no, I'm off the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking down, sipping on gin and juice,
laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking down, sipping on gin and juice,
laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yo, shout out the entire family in the building. I appreciate all of you guys, man. I appreciate all of you guys, yeah? With my money on my mind. Yo, listen to them keys right there. Listen to them keys right there. Oof. But yo. Let me be with all jokes aside. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think like Pixie's out here turning into an alcoholic. Pixie's out here turning into an alcoholic. Somebody, you know what I mean? Somebody, come get your girl. Come get your girl. She out here talking about, you know what I mean, sipping on vodka, Henny, I don't know, Snoop, putting a, Snoop getting her a little too energized. A little too energized. With all this energy that's going around though, you know what I mean, let's take that on a serious note. You know, on a serious note. Please, man. Be, you know, as I say, yeah, it ain't too early for libation, but you know, make sure that whatever you're doing out there, make sure that you guys are, you know, using your brains, man. Be smart. You know, we don't have no time for, you know what I mean? We don't have no time to be losing you guys because people are out here, you know, not using their better judgment, not using their sense of, you know? Just use your mind, man. Just use your brain, guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no pretty way to put that. You know what I'm saying? Just use your brain. You feel me? You know, if you're gonna go out there and you're gonna bun a thing, you're gonna drink a thing, whatever, we live in the land of the legal. Ganja is legal. You know, but know your limits. You know, and know when to say when and know when it's time to, like, you know, back up. You know, because I wish this young man right here, the one and only Henry Ruggs III. I don't know if you guys have been privy to the news that has come down from this young man who, you know, was a huge prospect, a huge football prospect, you know, out here, you know, building a career, man, getting ready to do some great things, you know. But on last Tuesday, you know, after hitting up some mini putt, partying with his friends, you know, He made some real poor decisions that have now seen, you know, the trajectory of his life totally changed and impacted as, you know, as he moves forward. Because they say a week ago today, you know, on November 2nd at approximately 3:39 in the morning, and that's Las Vegas time, Metropolitan Police responded to a traffic collision involving a Chevrolet Corvette driven by Ruggs and a Toyota RAV4 Ruggs' Corvette collided with the rear of the Toyota, which caught fire following the crash. When the responding officers arrived at the scene at Rainbow Boulevard near Spring Valley, Nevada, fire department personnel contained the blaze and discovered a deceased victim inside. Ruggs remained at the scene of the crash before he was transported to UMC Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police indicated that Ruggs showed signs of impairment at the time of the crash. Ruggs' girlfriend, his 22-year-old girlfriend, Rudy Washington, was in the passenger seat and was seriously injured in the crash. Videos from the crash published by TMZ shows Ruggs immediately after the crash swearing and sobbing. The 23-year-old driver of the Toyota RAV4 who died has been identified as Tina Tintor. Her dog also died alongside her in the crash. Police reports of the crash have revealed that Ruggs was traveling at 156 miles per hour. Right? Hold up. Stop the music, man. Stop. Moana, if you hear this one here, okay? Stop the music, yo. Police reports of the crash have revealed that Ruggs was traveling at 156 miles per hour prior to the crash, and his car impacted Tinter's at 127 miles per hour. Let me stop there. Let me just stop there real quick, right? Let me stop there real quick and let me go and do. I need to do some calculation, okay? I need to do so MPH to KMH. I'm on my phone right now, okay? So let's see, 156 miles per hour. I'm in Canada, so we do everything in kilometers per hour, right? So he was doing 251 kilometers per hour. 251 clicks, all right? And he hit her car at 204 kilometers per hour. To break that down for any of my, you know what I mean, anybody listening in the city that you know, drives in Canadian terms. You know what I'm saying? So once again, they say that the police reports of the crash revealed that he was traveling at 156 miles per hour prior to the crash, and his car impacted Tinter's at 127 miles per hour. Both cars involved in the crash were traveling northbound on Rainbow Boulevard when Ruggs' vehicle veered into Tintor's. On the passenger side of his car, police discovered an impounded iPhone and a loaded gun. Per 8 News Now, prosecutors say Ruggs' blood alcohol level was at 0.16, twice the legal limit at the time of the crash. He now faces felony charges of driving under the influence of alcohol, resulting in the death and reckless driving. Ruggs' bail was set at $150,000 on Wednesday by Judge Joe Bonaventure, and he's also required to abstain from alcohol or any other controlled substance for the time being. However, he hasn't been prohibited from driving, right? So at this point now, what's going on is the Raiders, because I'm speaking about Henry Ruggs III, who was a large prospect. He was having a great year with the Raiders. You know, NFL, man, an NFL hopeful. You know what I'm saying? We know it as the LA Raiders. Now they're the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, and they released him immediately after. No question. You know what I'm saying? It says the moment they became aware of the accident, they were devastated by the loss of life, and they were just like, forget it. They cut his contract, called it a day, and he is now he's looking at about 41 years, man. They say he can, like, you know, serve up to 41 years in prison for this entire debacle that could have easily been avoided. You know what I mean? So, you know, they say, like, you know, he was a wide receiver who had a promising career ahead of him, but after a crash that, you know, left this young lady dead, he's out of the NFL and he's facing multiple charges. You know, He was born in Alabama, man. 22 years old. You know what I mean? 22 years old, man. In his second season with the Raiders, man. So, you know, I say all of this just to cap off the point of, you know, as much as we were, you know, running jokes on saying it ain't too early for libation, you know, just make sure that whatever you guys are doing, man, make proper decisions, man. Make positive decisions, man. You know, little, yo, 1 second, 1 second could change the trajectory of your entire life. You know what I'm saying? You know, this young man, man, you know, young, yo, a young brother that he's young enough to actually be my youth. You know what I mean? Like, he's, you know, he's old enough to be my brother. He's, he could be my little cousin. You know what I mean? You know, I don't, when we see black excellence, man, I want to celebrate that at all times. I want to celebrate that at all times, 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 at all times. You know, but, you know, there are moments where we have to start, like, we have to gather up with our people, man. And this has nothing to do about black, white, or nothing. This is not a color thing. You know what I mean? It just, you know, it's just to see another brother, like, having to throw away, you know, his pathway to excellence. And I'm sure he'll find another pathway when the time comes and he'll do the work that he has to do to you know, atone from this, man, and make up for this tragedy. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate that this young lady and her dog had to lose their lives because somebody could not exercise. And he wasn't alone. You know, his girlfriend was with him. His brother was with him. There were so many people around him that could have helped him exercise better judgment in that situation, in that scenario, and ensure that, you know, everybody walked away, like, everybody walked away unscathed, everybody walked away with their lives, everybody walked away, you know what I mean, like, you know. But I don't know, man, you know, on a level, you know, you gotta live and you gotta learn, you gotta make your mistakes. Somebody asked me the other day, man, if you could go back and you could do it all, you know, everybody always wants to know, if you could go back and you could do it all again, would you go back and do it all again? And I was like, no, sir, because then, you know, you are who you are because you learned what you learned. You know, unfortunately, you have to go through some real crazy situations, man. You know, this is, yo, it's not even like he drove directly into her. He's in a Corvette. She's in a RAV4. You, like, think about that. You know what I mean? Think about that. A sports car versus, what's a RAV4? A SUV? A small crossover, whatever the case is. And she's the one that lost her life. You know, because of the speed that he decided. 250 odd kilometer. Yo, brethren, me never hear nobody ever make, you know what I'm saying? Ever. That's kind of crazy, man. So, you know, shout out all my youth there, man. And shout out everybody who does make, you know, positive decisions, man. Shout out all my designated drivers, man. Shout out everybody who makes sure that their friends do not get behind a wheel impaired, man. Like, we don't have no time to lose our people like that anymore. You know what I mean? We don't have no time to lose our people, man. And I, you know, shout out anybody who's been impacted by those type of scenarios. You don't even know what to say when, you know what I mean, when you hear people, you know, are so reckless, and then it leads to somebody, you know what I mean, somebody unfortunately, you know what I mean, losing their lives, man. That's kind of crazy, man. So, you know, all the best to Henry Ruggs, all the best to, you know what I mean, the people that are out there that are, you know what I'm saying, that are following that story, man. Anybody, you know, anybody out there who's dealing with the youth, them, man, and trying to make sure that we, you know, we keep our youths on a pot, on a road of progression and positivity, man. 22 years old, man. His entire, you know, the entire trajectory of things, man, gone. You see me? But, you know, time will tell. You know what I mean? Time will tell, man. Leave everything to time and watch how it evolves. You see it?
Hey, Smurf. It's necessary to our friends who mention your name in a room full of opportunities.
Come on.
That means
CKUT 90.3 FM is your own boy preaching the building. We rocking out here, man. We rocking out here on this dual cast, man. On this simulcast.
Your friends are worth a compliment, you know, everything.
Vibing on a Tuesday.
We are feeling them to time, time. So call friends with bad mind. Live them to time, time. There was a wicked mankind. Live them to time, time. Them cast out the sunshine, so we live them to time, time. There was a wicked mankind. Now for them, I said, them while you win, but them not genuine. Hear them, I talk to them, I meal, but them feminine. Try for this curse, you find your book when they're stepping in. But your ambition, I bump your adrenaline. Me know a semi-success, road them can't block it. Got your army guide for me traveling, so that's automatic. Feel the most sign of the traffic. So pink wall, I go tell them man chop. We have to lift them to
right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Breach in the Building coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal, the nation's favorite station. Thank you for tuning in to the Lunchtime Takeover. I appreciate all of you guys for locking in with me, man. 12 to 2 every Tuesday afternoon. You know, we're all kind of vibes over here, man. I don't follow no real protocol. I don't follow no real protocol on the vibe when I'm there, man. When I hold my vibes. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So much love to everybody who's rocking out with us. Yeah, man.
Can't live so baby.
Why you, why you, why you, why you, why you, why you?
Daughter,
listen up, baby. Listen up, baby.
I know you're tired of the stress and the strain and the city life. Ooh. Come make we drink jelly water. Yes, sir.
Darling, make we make another escape from the hustle and the bustle tonight.
And I don't know where you wanna go, but I'm willing to take you there. Girl, just be who you wanna be. Once you're with me, baby, I've no fear. So much beautiful things to see. Girl,
don't waste a life.
And there is only one love to give. Girl,
we know it's the time.
And I don't know if I'm in charge,
if I'm in my side.
But I wanna take you somewhere tonight.
I don't know if I'm in charge, if I'm in my side.
chill with Canix tonight. Why, oh, why, oh, why? Put down the book, them.
I beg you, yes, put it down, baby.
Yes,
put it down, baby.
Exam done from last week, and me sure say you pass. Girl, put on a short, stretch your foot, them. Yes, girl.
Where we are going, it's not that far. Park the car, and make we take a walk.
And I don't know where you wanna go, but I'm willing to take you there. But I know if I bike or a bicycle. But baby, come let me take you somewhere. And I don't know where you wanna go. Girl, come with me, girl. So much things to see, so many things to see. And I don't know if I don't know if I ever say, girl, but I wanna take you somewhere tonight.
Lord, yeah.
Because me see it in your eye, me say me see it in your heart. I say you're tired of the 9 to 5. Plus the boss boy have you in a overdrive. But me say that fireman, I like your vibe. So make me take you to the forest, we go sightsee. Chilling at the beach with you beside me. A paparazzi ask if you want me wifey. But you are gonna tell them me, tell them me, tell them me. And I don't know where you wanna go, but I'm willing to take you there. But I know if I bike or a bicycle. But baby, come let me take you somewhere. And I don't know where you wanna go. Girl, come with me, love. So much things to see, so much things to see. And I don't know if I reach or know if I ever sight. Hey, but I wanna take you somewhere tonight.
Music from the one and only Chronix. That one, your name somewhere.
I mean, I know if I ill or valley, come chill with Chronix tonight. Why, oh, 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 why, why, why,
why, shout out the one and only Chronix, man. Yeah, man. Good reggae music on this lovely, lovely, lovely Tuesday afternoon in the city of Montreal.
I see her. She came with her. But she gon' slide right to my side. I know she pulled up with her friends. Then we skirt off in the Benz. Oh, took her back to my crib. And I regret it. She trying to
feel like she asleep. So she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh, nah, she gotta go. Ask me her name, that's why I don't even know.
They wanna know why the girl, them, they find me. Them, I ain't green, them, I ain't no shit about me. They wanna know why they love me, mom, so much. Like, what is the reason? Oh,
yo, let me try something different. Let me try something different. Let me try something different. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your own boy preaching in the building, coming to you live. Live. With the tribe, man. I said I want to try something different. You mind? Let me try this.
But she don't slide right to my side. I know she pulled up with her friend. And we skirt off in the bed. Oh, took her back to my crib. And I regret it. She trying to
feel like she's asleep. But she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like,
they wanna know why the girl them depart me. Them eyes green, them angels ship on me. They wanna know why they love me mom so much. Like, what is the reason? It's just the bottom that guy. Put a lift in the sky whenever I go. Got her closed off. She won't miss no time. Oh, you don't want nobody else, I know. But I
I can be what she wants. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a jealous. The city is my palace. What I'ma do? Cause I want she and she and she. And they love them so me. They gon' say bye to. I ain't the you gotta lie to. I ain't the that you could trust on speaker when you with your people. Cause you know the timing I'm on. I want she and she and she. And they love them so me. I can't even speak to all of them. So I call her on the FaceTime. She gon' pick up on the first ring. Well, gotta write around my damn finger. We'll never tell us all. No, no. Girl, we grown. I feel like you're others.
I said I want to try something different. I said I want to try something different. Not true.
Good sex in the morning time. Three little birds watching you whine. Go girl, you put on it tight. I eat you off for the rest of my life. Bubble it. Properly, bubble it, move your body, bubble it, let me trouble it, bubble it and then me put it by your clit. Na 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 na. You're the only two girl I've ever known. Pretty pan a picture, prettier when I dis see you. All I say no Rita, que pasa you and me vida. When you see the litter, say what would them bag a bitcha. Every day you're richer, I got on every temperature. Cause I no clothes bring you off, you bring off clothes. Love your impi skimpy when your pussy exposed. And I carry belly for you, but you lamb the fetus. I no slim, she slim, hungry, she hungry, watch you out. Bubble it, properly, bubble it, move your body. Bubble it, let me trouble it. Bubble it and then me put it by your clit. Na 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 na. You're the only true girl I've ever known. You want me lover, but me no go undercover. On the pussy like a predator, no Danny Glover. Science class, see me not penetrate your vulva. I love Lucy, that mean me love another. Girls, grab my penis and squeeze it, give it a jerk. Here,
you say you did steal.
Make it worse. Tell them me cooler than the outer universe. All with me and them pride, that's how it works. Bubble it, properly. Bubble it, move your body. Bubble it, let me trouble it. Bubble it and then me put it by your clit.
Children, them a go like them, at a jealousy, I kill them. Me see where them a carry, tell them, fulfill them. Some girl, licky, licky, you know, want to see them. You better than the goal a lot, no listen when the cola chat. Girl, I said them champagne drinking when they check a soda lot. Them catch a people, yeah, them bleaching and I call a lot. And I beat a bunk, them from them left them on the yoga mat. Girl, you full of fear, you know, try out like a coconut. Spotless body, you know, dot up like a polka dot. When you boom, flick and wind, the gender want to poke a lot. Back it up on the sofa back. Who do you never beg a girl, nothing or borrow from them. You can style any girl and them dirty mind friend. But some girl we a fight over men. Some girl beggy beggy you know want to see them. So half a girl we no want no children. Them a go like them at a jealousy a kill them. Can make it where them a carry tell them fulfill them. Some girl licky licky you know want to see them. Hands where you put on now you pop the top. Now your thing never ruffle nor in a grab bag. Nor brag nor boast what you have what you have. You never beg nobody cause you have a good job girl. Receipt where you have in your wallet. Everything you know of empty closet. Money in a bank every week you deposit. To buy your own things is a habit. Who do you never beg a girl nothing or borrow from them? You can style any girl and them dirty mind friend. But some girl we a fight over men. Some girl beggy beggy you know want to see them. Half a girl we no want no children. Them a go like them at a jealousy a kill them. Can make it where them a carry tell them fulfill them. Some girl licky licky you know want to see them. You better than the goal a lot. No listen when the cola chat. Y'all said them champagne drinking when they check a soda that. Them catch a people, yeah, them bleaching and I call a lot. And I beat a monk, set up them left them on a yoga mat. Y'all you full of fear, you know, try out like a coconut. Spotless body, you know, dot up like a polka dot. When you boom, flick and wind, the gender want to poke a lot. Back it up on the sofa back. Who do you never make a girl, nothing or borrow from them. You can style any girl and them dirty mind friend. But some girl we a fight over men. Some girl becky becky, you know want to see them. So half pan a girl we no want no children. Them a go like them at a jealousy a kill them. Bitty where them a carry tell them fulfill them. Some girl licky licky, you know want to see them.
Music from the one and only Deli Ranks, man. As I said, I do things different. I do things different. Right here, right here, right here, right here. Man, yo, I love you guys. Shout out for always tuning in, man. Shout out for the continuous support. Shout out everybody in the city of Montreal, as I said, man. You know what I mean? Trying to keep hope alive, trying to keep progression alive. Shout out to one and only Balarama Wholeness, man. Yeah, man, as I said, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint. That's what judgment said. That's what I'm stealing judgment's words. You know what I mean? And shout out everybody making the best out of their day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody making the best out of their day. You know, I know, man. You know, people wake up on man and they expect change. You know, I woke up on Sunday. I thought I woke up early. Realized that, no, I woke up at the same time, you know. Time shifts, man. Every time these time shifts come around, man, they're always, I don't know. I always feel a little wonky during the change. I always feel a little wonky, you know. So, you know, shout out everybody who dealt with that time shift. I think that's a part of why, you know, a lot of people didn't get to go out and vote. A lot of people forgot. There was a lot of people that were like, they were so caught up with just the fact that the clock shifted that day. Them people knew what they were doing, man. Yeah, man, they know what they might do, man. They know when they plan their elections, you know, during these events and full moons and all kind of planetary Mercury and retrograde, all them something, them, man. They know what I'm going. You know what I mean? They ain't stupid. They ain't stupid, you know? So people were a little kerfuffled by the clock change this weekend, man. I hope you weren't kerfuffled. I hope you weren't too kerfuffled. I hope you were on top of things, man. Stay on top of things when you have to stay on top of things. You know what I'm saying? It's talking about staying on top of things, man. You know, got all kind of great events coming up in the city of Montreal. You know what I mean? I love the fact that right here at this station, we get a chance to, you know, keep you guys informed, man. Keep you guys abreast of what is happening and when it is happening. So, shout out everybody in the city, man. And shout out A Tribe Called Red, man. They got something big coming up. That I think you should know about.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
Data, our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Hey,
is Afua Cooper, and you're listening to CKUT 90. This is Afua Cooper, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi, blessed love. This is Jimmy Cliff, and you're listening to CKUT Radio. Stay tuned.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Yo, shout out the entire family in the building. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, man, we all here living our best lives. Shout out my entire tribe in the building for sticking out with me, man. I actually been broadcasting since 10 o'clock this morning. Extended things, man, extended things. You know what I mean? You know, I come on for 2 hours a day now, Monday to Friday. Monday to Fridays. If you want to catch your boy, as I said, head on over to vibetribe.ca, man. Vibetribe.ca. And you know, we'll have vibe with the tribe, man. We'll have vibe with the tribe. We call it the daily dose, man. A daily dose of beats and banter for breakfast. You know what I mean? It's live on twitch.tv. I'm creating my own experience, man. I'm trying to be the ruler of my own destiny. And I implore you guys to go out there and rule your own destiny, man. Rule your own destiny, man. Go out there and live your best life, because ain't nobody going to live it for you. Ain't nobody going to live it for you. You know, as I said, it's my birthday week. It's my sister's birthday week. It's her birthday tomorrow. Yo, I want to send a big happy birthday shout out to the one and only Vanessa Butterfly Trouble. Yeah, man. Yo, she's been a huge supporter of the DJ community out here in the city of Montreal, man. We've built this amazing community with so many amazing people on Twitch. So many amazing people on Twitch. You know what I'm saying? And Vanessa is one of those people. It's her birthday tomorrow. So we saying happy birthday, Vanessa. We love you. You know what I mean? She be tuned in. She be tuned in, man. She checking us out on air. She be tuned in, man. Butterfly know Wagwan. You know what I'm saying? She knows Wagwan. Yo, she rocks with this amazing literacy program for young black girls in the city of Montreal. She grew it. She built it. She's doing amazing things for the community. What did we say? We rock with anybody who rocks with us. You know what I mean? That's why I said I don't wave flags for politicians. I'm not endorsing Balarama Holis, but he rock with the people. He rock with the people. So we rock with people who rock with the people. You know what I'm saying? Vanessa out here rocking with the little people. She rocking with the young girls, man. Making sure that they ain't left out. Making sure that they ain't left out. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, shout her out. And shout out everybody who's tuned in. Shout out everybody around the city. Shout out all of y'all. I love you guys. I love you guys big time. You know what I'm saying? We've built this amazing community right here, man. Right here. Right here. You feel me? So, everybody who hits me up on Tuesdays, like, yo, Milan. Yo, the man, yo, popping up in my Facebook Messenger, man. In the chats, man. In the chats. Letting me know why I go on. Letting me know why I go on. You know what I mean? Wizzy! Yo, I see you, man. Shout out everybody who be, like, posting, you know, sharing the links and letting people know that the show is happening, that we're out here. Telling people that this is one of their favorite programs. I appreciate you guys. Check out the long list of programs we have here on CKUT by visiting CKUT.ca. Something for something to fit anybody's palate, man. Urban music, reggae music, world music, house music, rock music, country music, different language program. If you speak Korean, man, yo, if you understand Korean, you keep it locked. We got vocal coming up next. The voice of Korea. We go all over the world, man. We go all over the place with this vibe. We go all over the place with this vibe, and that's how we build this tribe. You know what I'm saying? I say, well, yo, if there, yo, without the tribe, there ain't no vibe, right? There is no vibe without the tribe. That's what we say. The vibe is the tribe, man, and I love you guys. So shout out everybody who's been, you know what I mean, rocking with us, man, rocking with me and letting me know that you see me. There you see Wagwan, man. Yo, follow me on foreverpreach.com. You guys will be able to stay intact with my entire atmosphere, my entire world of things that are happening, what I am building, the foundation that I'm building. I'm like, I'm back on my posting game on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikToks and all of that other good stuff. So wherever you want to get your information, find me. YouTube, find yo, subscribe. As I said, man, I'm trying to be the master of my own destiny. What did we speak about earlier? I said earlier, I want y'all to go out there and embrace the future. I want y'all to embrace technology. I want y'all to come out and embrace what is happening around your space, man. Do not be so adverse that you get left behind. You feel me? Do not be so, don't let them freak you out when they talk about the metaverse and all of this other good stuff. Don't let them freak you out. You feel me? Embrace this life that we have, man. Because as I said, a young man like Henry Ruggs III, great, great future ahead of him. Las Vegas Raiders, 22 years old, decides to go and post 251 kilometers an hour last week, and unfortunately costed somebody, you know, their life. You know, costed two beings their lives, because, you know, dogs, you know, deserve life too. Animals deserve, pets deserve life too. Enough of us take them lives, so. You know what I'm saying? So let's make proper decisions, man. And let's remember, man. Let's remember that no matter what's happening around us, no matter what wagwan around us, you know what I'm saying? Yo, to stay stuck in the past, to hold on to history so much that it hinders your pathway forward, that you can't, you know what I mean? Take on the future in a positive way, man. And let it build. Yo, what did I say earlier? People been asking me, yo, Preach, if you could go back and do it all again, would you? I was like, no, sir. Because if I didn't lose what I did then, if I didn't learn what I learned then, if I didn't go through what I went through then, and I was a hardhead. If you knew me, you know, I was a hardhead. I made some stupid decisions. I made some stupid, yeah, man. You know what I mean? I could have definitely navigated the terrain a lot different, but I wouldn't be able to speak to you like this right now if I did. You know what I mean? If I went back and I changed everything, if I tried to erase my youth, where does the wisdom grow from? You feel me? It's my birthday week. All I can say is, yo, I'm celebrating a milestone. And a lot of times we freak out on aging. We freak out on passing certain, you know what I mean, thresholds. But we gotta take a step back and realize, especially people from, yo, my brothers and sisters from the inner city, man. You know what I mean? My brothers and sisters from the inner city, man. If you are celebrating a birthday out there, man, if your birthday's coming up, if your birthday just passed, if your anniversary's coming up, whatever you are celebrating, man, I want you to acknowledge that you made it. You know what I mean? Shout out the memory of Janai Dopwell Bailey. That one hurt, man. We felt that right here in the city of Montreal. The young 16-year-old man that's life was taken. Senseless violence, brethren. 16. You know what I mean? Shout out my cousin Shane Dog, man. He didn't even make 30 years old. 28 years old. Senseless violence. You know what I mean? Shout out so many other people, man. Bad News Brown. My guy. My guy didn't turn the corner 40. And we love him bad, you know. So bad that, yo, they had to put it in his name. So, yo, just know, say, yo, my people, just know, say, yo, your boy is celebrating. I made it, you made it, we made it. I love you guys. I love you guys for supporting me. I love you guys for rocking out with me. And I love you guys for just, you know what I mean, keeping me in check when I need to be kept in check, man. But CKMT, I grew up with you guys. You feel me? I grew up with you guys. I've been here since I was 18 years old. Shout out Primetime, man. You know what I mean? You put me on this road. So I appreciate you. Louise, I appreciate you. Alex, I appreciate you. I am going to fill out my SoCan form. I promise. Yo, family, unfortunately, I gotta leave you on ear. But we gonna continue to vibe with the tribe. So I want you to come on over, come online, if you want to continue this conversation with me, if you want to continue celebrating with me, I love you guys. Milan, I see you. I see you. Thank you for the message, bro. Thank you for the message, bro. I appreciate you. See me? Yo, this is another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Family, I will see you next week.
Or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.